This is Disabled Girls Who Lift. We are reclaiming what's rightfully ours one podcast at a time. It's Mary Beth, Chloe, and Marcia bringing you the thoughts and unpopular topics to get you out of that ableist comfort zone. Let's party. Welcome to yet another episode of Disabled Girls Who Live. We're still out here. Thank you again to our Patreon supporting us to the podcast, the folks that drop us coins every once in a while, because you know this isn't free. So, you know, gotta pay the bills. Appreciate you. This is Marcia sitting on Seminole Tribe land in Florida. She, they. I'm wearing my plain gray t-shirt in front of my colorful geometric pattern wall. Clear glasses, big old Mickey Mouse looking headphones, and I'm feeling pretty low energy. I could take a nap, but you know, I always have energy for conversation, so we out here.
We get energy from each other. We need yes. that radiation.
Yes.
I appreciate these episodes. I appreciate these therapeutic episodes.
Yes.
No, but seriously, thank you all so much. I think we're going on a year and a half, almost 2 years of Wild. This podcast nonstop. We have not missed an episode and do appreciate those of you who tune in literally within the first 5 or 10 minutes of us uploading it. I see y'all.
We stan a stan.
Listen to us while you make your morning coffee. I love it. My name's Mary Beth. I am tuning in from Northern California, sitting on Ohlone land, wearing a teal sweatshirt in my living room, black glasses on, black headphones. But we are super excited to bring the amazing positive energy that is Ashley Nicole of RA Warrior Fitness, what she founded herself. She is sitting on Dallas, Texas, Wichita, Comanche, and Cherokee land. And really, we just want to hear everything that she does in that big Texas world. But I think she's from Alabama, with RA for 18 years. And I really love something that you said in your bio, which was, I decided to turn my pain into purpose in 2020 when I founded RA Warrior Fitness about 2 years ago. So thank you for bringing that to our community. And you know, helping folks improve their quality of life through, what is it? Faith,
food, and fitness. Those three F's. That's right. That's right. Well, thank you all so, so very much for having me. I am honored and feel very blessed to be here on the podcast with you all today. So as she said, I am Ashley Nicole, the founder of RA Warrior Fitness, where the mission is to empower women living with rheumatoid arthritis, as well as other autoimmune diseases, to improve their quality of life through faith, food, and fitness while eliminating negative self-talk and strenuous exercise. And so, yes, I founded RA Warrior Fitness 2 years ago, during the pandemic, actually at the very beginning of the pandemic, and I have not looked back since. And it's just been amazing to meet so many other Spoonie sisters and to help change their lives and to help them, you know, transform not only physically, but from the inside out, because it's more than about, you know, eat this, eat that, do this exercise, do that exercise. But, you know, you got to have some mindset work in there as well. And so, you know, it's just been amazing just to see the women and how they've transformed, you know, more than just physically. And so I do this because it is purpose work for me. As you said, I turned my pain into purpose and it has been very rewarding. So again, thank you so much for having me. And I can go into more.
thank you for being here. I definitely feel like I can go on your page and just be there for hours. And you have a lot of lives on your Instagram and talks. Yeah. It's just everything that you speak is just gold. I swear.
Thank you so much. I really do try to bring value when I come to social media. Cause as you know, sometimes people, you know, I just post and just to post and, you know, but I feel like if I'm a post, I will also post with a purpose and try to bring some value and speak to, you know, my ideal person, you know, my ideal client, my avatar, who I used to be, you know, cause that's who I want to help, the women who Because I know when I was at my lowest, when I was first diagnosed, there was no one else out there, you know, like me. There was no one I could look to. There was no spoony community, you know. Right. And so that's why I decided to create this and use my platform as a safe space where we can openly talk about RA and our challenges. You know, of course, we do have challenges and everything, but also how we can thrive with it as well. So Yes.
I'm into it.
Try to keep the positivity around here, because Lord knows we got enough negativity in the world, right?
I know. Control the things we can control. But you know what? We love a pandemic pivot. Please tell us more.
Yes.
What happened? Where were you? Where did things go? What happened?
Oh, gosh. Okay. So let me rewind a little bit. So January 2020, I think we all were like, the year 2020.
This going to be my year.
This
is
this it had a ring it. To it. This it is did. The year, like, yeah. You know, can't tell nothing. And so literally, I was honestly just recently fresh out of a divorce. I had just gotten my divorce finalized November 2019 on my birthday. And so I kind of grieved that a little bit, you know, because it is like a loss. But I was really ready to start over in January. And so with my church, we do a fast every year. It's called the Daniel Fast. So 21 days where we fasted. And so we actually had the topic around purpose. So purpose was actually the topic throughout the 21 days. And so that's when I really set out to determine, okay, what is my purpose? You know, I went into prayer and asked God, okay, you know, what is it you would have me do? How can you use me to be a blessing to others? You know I've been holding back over the last few years because I've had, you know, all this negative energy and, you know, people who don't support me and won't allow me to do what I want to do. So I'm ready now. And so over time, he began to reveal that to me during that 21 days. And I was actually in a fitness class needing a modification. Of course, I created it myself. And like, it just came to me, RA Warrior Fitness. I was like, okay, thank you, God. That's what it's going to be. So then I got my LLC and I was like, okay, I know I want to do online training. Again, mind you, this is before the pandemic hit heavy. I was like, I want to do online, but I need a platform. I need to figure out how I can reach more people. Mm-hmm. And so one of my friends reached out to me that I hadn't talked to in a while. He was like, hey, I just created this platform where trainers can put their programs online and, you know, they can get it out there to the masses. I was
damn, they were ahead of their time though.
Yes. Yes. And so I was like, bet, let me sign up and get on that. And so I started to build my website. I did a whole photo shoot. Like I was just becoming this person before I even know who this person was going to be. So I'm like, let me just see what I can do. And so then the middle of March, I was working full time at a nonprofit. So we ended up, of course, working from home. And then that was March 17th. And then, like, I think around that same time, all the gyms shut down, everything shut down.
March was
like, what is happening? And so then I was like, okay, I need to go ahead and get my program set up. So literally I took a week, I zoned in, I got everything set up and I launched on March 25th. And I was like, maybe I can get about 10 people to join. I did like a 21 day challenge for $21 and I had like over 60 people to sign up, dope to me. Yes, because everybody was like, yes, I need to work out because we're at home, we can't go to the gym. And so, yeah. And so it's evolved over time, but I will say, even though 2020 was devastating for so many people lost their lives. So many people lost so much because I lost my full-time job. I was furloughed like in April. And then in July, they decided just to lay me off. So of course I'm like, oh my God, my health benefits, my medicine costs $4,600 without insurance. What am I going to do? So that's what I was worried about, but God provided. I was able to get in on a program where I got my medicine free for a year. So that was awesome. Wow. But during that time, I mean, I really created something beautiful and been able to help so many women. Like I calculated, like all of the people that have come through my program, over 200 women I've helped in the last couple of years. And so my goal this year is to help another 100. So yes. So that's kind of how I pivoted. And I picked up so many other skills during the pandemic too. Learned how to create stuff on Canva. I've become a little graphic design person. One of my friends, she had hired me to help her with her social media. So I was doing that and, you know, just making a little money here, making a little money there, and just making it work.
I love making it work.
And so here I am now. The program has definitely evolved a lot. And I'm still really trying to broaden my reach to help as many women as possible. But the investment is more than $21 now. Like, gotta eat around here.
It's not just a 21-day challenge. It's for
exactly,
life.
Exactly. Like, I'm trying to set y'all up for life, okay? Yeah. Lifestyle changes, all right? So that's how it all evolved.
Life comes at you fast.
It does.
But what I love about those COVID pivots is you truly find what it is that you want to do long term rather than I need to do this to survive. I'm going to do this for my mental health. I'm going to do this for my physical fitness and my heart, you know? Mm-hmm. And now you're going into your first figure competition. Like, look at how that's kind of evolved for your life as well. It's beautiful.
Right. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's just amazing just to see the evolution, not, you know, with the business and with my clients, but in myself as well. I'm like, wow. Like, if you had told me over 2 years ago that I would be where I am now, I wouldn't believe you. Like, an entrepreneur, are you kidding me? No. But I think the pandemic did that for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I think it really made a lot of people have time to think, what is it that I really want to do? And like, they're doing it. Like, I know so many people who have started businesses and they're thriving, they're happy, you know? And so, because it is hard work. I feel like I work all the time. But yes, I would rather do it for myself than for someone else, you know?
Exactly.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that, I think that's very true. I mean, there's people out there that just never had to think about, like, what if one day the world stopped and this is all I have? And that's what that pandemic brought for a lot of people.
A lot of people.
For sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like I already had that moment. My mom passed away in 2018. So that was my moment. I was like, okay, what am I going to do with my life? Because this could go. I'm wasting time here.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Like, waking up every morning is a blessing.
It really is. And that's the first thing I do. As soon as my eyes pop open, I thank God for it, because somebody didn't make it. So many didn't make it. Definitely. Especially during that pandemic,
it's rough. It's definitely rough. But how does that affect you in terms of, even though you figured it out eventually, I'm sure that was a big stress in the beginning.
How does
stress affect your body? And
stress is the devil.
Yeah.
Stress is the devil. And I would say my RA is pretty under control now, because I do give myself a shot every week. And I do take a pill every day, and I just stay as active as possible. You know, I try to eat right and everything. But one of my triggers for a flare up is stress. And honestly, stress is not good for anybody at all. But for me, it can be a huge trigger. And so I just really try to keep my stress levels down as much as possible, focus on what I can control, and just give God the rest. Because when I tell you, God has provided in ways that only he can, and has just, you know, been there in only ways that he can, like, I just can't explain it, you know? Because even though I am an entrepreneur, I mean, I haven't like blown up or anything. Like, sometimes I look and be like, how am I making it? It's only because of him. Like, truly. I'm like, so that's why when the beginning of the month hits, thank you, Lord, I was able to pay rent. Thank you, Lord, I'm able to put food on the table. You know, thank you, Lord, I can pay my bills. All my bills are paid, you know, and then have some left over. So, you know, I try not to stress too much, because it does nothing but make my joints very unhappy.
And then being able to get that medicine for free in the last years, like, share.
yes. So luckily, the full-time job I had, they let me keep my benefits until they were supposed to expire in September, because they officially laid me off in July. And like, I had it all up until that point. And then I actually asked them to extend it just another month, just to buy me some more time. So they extended it until October. And then in the process, I was talking with my doctor. And so she was giving me samples too, just to have on hand. Oh, wow. And she was like, hey, you know, get with the business office. They'll get you some information about this program that, you know, could probably help you. So the people who actually make my medicine, Orencia is what I take, they have a foundation, a patient assistance program. And so through their foundation, you know, if you apply and if you're within the parameters to qualify, you can get your medicine absolutely free. And I qualified, you know, based on what I had made that year, even with unemployment. And honestly, I think they told me not to put unemployment on there, so I didn't. But yeah. I mean, it's programs out there. And that's another thing I tell my clients and so many other people, you have to be your own advocate. You have to advocate for yourself, because if you don't advocate for yourself, who else will? You know, closed mouths don't get fed. So I asked, I'm like, there's got to be a program out here somewhere that can help me get medicine.
You've been making money off of me all my life. It's time for me to give back.
Exactly.
Literally.
Yeah. Exactly. Because listen, $4,600, who has that?
And they don't volunteer. They don't even say that either. It's just like, oh, by the way, we could pay for this. Totally.
Right.
Oh, nice to know.
You got to go through all the loopholes before you figure that out.
Exactly. So yeah, had it covered free for an entire year. So that was a huge blessing, and I knew God was gonna work it out. So he did, came right on time.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, that's pretty crazy. But yeah. What were you able to get all the care you needed in the pandemic? Your medication was covered, but
Yes. Well, I did have to pay out of pocket for my doctor's visits. And so that was a lot.
Yeah.
That was a lot. So I just had to budget for that. Luckily, I only have to see my rheumatologist every 6 months. So I only had to go see her, well, I guess 4 times within the last couple of years. And I've got insurance now. I mean, it's not great, but it's something.
It's something.
It's something. But yeah, so I really had to budget for those out-of-pocket expenses. And honestly, I'm still paying on one of the lab bills that I had from last year. You know, when I have to have blood work done, dang Quest Diagnostics. So like, I'm on a payment plan with them. So, yeah, that's still unfortunate, but I'm just thankful. Again, thankful I have the means to do it.
Yeah.
Thank God for a payment plan. It could be worse.
Yeah. It could be worse. There's some weird stuff by states. Some states do weird things. Some things aren't protected. I know I was talking to Ashley, who was on a couple of the Panel of Spoon episodes, and she had her own episode. But I was talking to her offline, and she said in Washington, they could take that debt to a creditor, and the creditor could charge you interest on the debt.
What?
I'm like, how is that legal?
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
You couldn't afford it the first time.
Right.
Now you're going to get charged an extra 25%.
Is that legal?
I know. That is crazy. Well, I know one thing that has helped too is that, you know, the pause that has been put on the student loan. Now, I would be up a creek if I had to still be paying all those. Yeah. And I just saw that Uncle Joe pushed it to
Joseph
August.
Robinette need to cancel
this thing. Yeah.
Exactly.
Don't just extend it another few months.
I'm like, let's extend it indefinitely.
I mean, it's been fun, right?
To pay this back.
The country hasn't exploded, so you just let it go.
Exactly.
Just let it go.
And I've got friends out here, too, that are getting theirs, like, completely forgiven. because they work like either a nonprofit or other, like
making the public loan forgiveness. They're making it they're making it easier. You can also get it forgiven for disability, but you have to not work. Essentially,
you have to have zero income, basically.
So, that's not gonna work.
But shouldn't they have done that anyway?
Prior to
the pandemic,
exactly. That's our country at work, I guess. I don't know.
And that's the biggest stressor in life is like paying for freaking health, you know, paying for getting an education.
Yeah, they make it so hard. Because I was actually, someone messaged me the other day. She was just diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, and she was telling me how she's been fighting with her insurance company to cover her medicine. And here she is, she actually has insurance. She's in excruciating pain. I mean, I asked her on a scale from 1 to 10, what is your pain level? She's like, it's a 15, it's 20, like she's hurting. And she can't even get the medicine she needs. Like, it's just so frustrating. It's so frustrating.
So what, they want to pay for the cheaper ones that like don't work for her or something?
I guess one of those things. Yeah. Because the one, and I told her exactly what I just said on here. I was like, there are programs out there. Like, I know specifically that that particular medication that she has, I've used that program assistance before. So she's going to look into that.
So that's a pro tip for anybody on expensive medication. Find the actual manufacturer.
Most likely they've got some type of foundation.
And they still win anyway because they're paying themselves with a foundation, and then the foundation is a tax write-off. Freaking jokes.
Exactly.
For them.
Yeah, they got that covered. Don't worry about them. Cover them up. That's nuts.
Do not apologize for asking them for assistance.
Yes, but I love how you say you're not blowing up, but you went from I don't know how many followers, but you have almost like what, 15k followers in a couple years.
I'm like at 14.7.
And in the Women's Health magazine, I saw you were on the news one time.
So what do you define
blowing up?
I know, stop being so humble.
Well, I guess I'm not. I'm not a millionaire yet. But then again, it's really not all about the money. It's about really changing lives. I mean, that's what drives me. This is purpose work for me. It is. Yeah. It's just a bonus that I do get to get paid for it. But you know, I guess blowing up would mean just being comfortable and not have to worry about anything, you know. If the student loans do come back and I have to pay it, okay. You know, I'll be fine with that.
I'll even put it on auto pay. Take it.
Take it. It's in there. It's in the bank. So just being comfortable and not having to worry.
Yeah.
Not that I'm worried now, because like I said, God, he provides, but you know, that's the truth.
I'm into it. Do y'all watch Insecure?
Yeah.
Now, I didn't watch the last season.
Oh, okay.
But I watched the seasons leading up to that one.
It's not that much of a spoiler, but in the first episode, she's at like a business thing talking about her business. And then they ask like, oh, how do you know that you made it? And it was interesting because everyone that gave an answer, it was like some sort of external validation. It was like, oh, I got whatever money or I got this award. And then it got to Issa and she's like, I don't know. I don't think I made it yet. I could have made it. I could do this for 5 more years and then decide it was a terrible idea.
Yeah. That's so true.
But I feel that's so real. But people sell like the other parts of the business, like, wow, oh my gosh, it's so great. And you know, as soon as you make this much, you have this much followers, then you've made it. Which is no.
Y'all only see one side of it, folks.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they don't see what all goes into it. Yeah, the late nights, the early mornings,
it has to be a passion.
Coaching sessions,
it can't be done without a passion.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, have you always been into faith, food, and fitness? Or is that also a pandemic pivot?
Well, I have always been a woman of faith, a person of faith that has never wavered. It has only gotten stronger, which is great. As far as the food, I haven't always been conscious with my food choices. I'm not sure how much you've seen, you know, about my transformation, but I was once very overweight, at least for me. And during that time, I wasn't officially diagnosed with RA, but I was still having a lot of joint pain and issues, and just me, I was adding to it and didn't know it, you know, by eating all these inflammatory foods that I shouldn't have been eating, drinking all the margaritas, honey, happy hours was my thing, and just feeding my disease instead of fighting it with food. So my relationship with food has not always been great, but when you know better, you do better. So over the years, I did educate myself on the importance of anti-inflammatory nutrition, and I am a living witness that it truly does work. It truly does work, and it helps for sure. It doesn't cure anything, but you know, the body is definitely more happy when I eat anti-inflammatory foods bases, you know, versus other things, you know, like processed foods, you know, fast foods, you know, too much of it is bad. I realized that every now and then, you know, we might have to get what we can get. Cause I mean, I admit, I love my weaknesses, Mexican food. I love me some enchiladas, rice, beans, all the things, and pizza, but too much of that, it's not good for anybody, you know, but in moderation. And I still eat those things. Well, not now because I'm in competition prep, but when I'm not in competition prep, I still eat those things, but I try to make them myself so that I at least know what's going in it. You know, I can control the sodium and, you know, sugar and stuff like that. So, and as far as fitness, I have not always loved it, enjoyed it, but I realized that it does help. Of course, you know, with weight management, but also just, you know, the whole quality of life, especially living with an autoimmune disease. It's true what they say, motion is lotion. Truly, it is. Like, our joints are meant to move. And so that's one thing I do try to tell my clients is that I know there are some days where you might be extremely fatigued, extremely in pain, but doing something is better than nothing. Like, if you sit still and just, you know, sit there and be in pain, that's the worst thing you can do. Even if you go outside, let the sun hit you, get some vitamin D, walk for 5 minutes. If you get tired, you know, come back in, sit down for a minute, and then try it again later. Do 10 more minutes the next time, you know, but do something. And so I eventually started to love it, but I didn't at first. So, but I did, when I came up with, you know, my whole mission statement and everything, I was like, okay, so what is it that I feel has really, you know, been made an impact in my journey? And faith, food, and fitness, like that's it. And I would also add mindset in there too. I kind of incorporate that with the faith, but mindset is huge too. So that's another thing that I try to coach on in my programs, is to make sure that you are also strengthening that mindset muscle as well, because that is going to get you through on the days when you are having chronic pain and fatigue and everything, speaking kindly to yourself and just, you know, reaffirming that this is temporary. Let's just get through the day, you know, speak kindly to yourself. So yeah.
I'm with you on that. Was there anything on the food part? So faith is forever for you, but the food part, was there like a light bulb moment? Like, what made you start paying attention to what you're eating?
Probably when I hit my highest of 225 pounds, and that was heavy for me. Everybody carries their weight differently. Like, 225 on me would look different on, you know, the both of you. Right. But for me, I'm 5'4", and that was just a lot. Like, I didn't even look like myself. And it was a couple of moments. Like, one moment I went home, because at this particular moment I was living in Memphis, Tennessee, but I went home to Alabama. And my mom looked at me and she was like, "Ashley, you know, I'm concerned, you know?" And so I was like, okay. And then I saw myself in a picture And I knew I was having to buy big clothes, but I don't think I wasn't taking many pictures, and I just didn't realize how much weight I gained. So I got a glimpse of myself in a few vacation pictures, and I was like, oh God, I got to do something. And then, you know, I got the diagnosis of rheumatoid arthritis, and I was like, okay, you know, I need to get some of this weight off too, because that's not helping.
So you started it as more of a external or like aesthetic thing though, in the beginning.
In the beginning, yes. But then I realized that I felt so much better when, you know, I improved how I was eating, what I was eating, how often, and all of that. And so, you know, once I educated myself on that, I'm like, okay, this makes sense that, you know, I need to eat to energize my body, and I shouldn't feel like I'm ready to take a nap and go to sleep after I eat each meal. Like, you know, why would I stuff myself like that? And plus, it's not good, you know, for my inflammation. And so, you know, you just kind of learn these things too, as you go. And certain triggers for me may be different for the next RA warrior. But for me, let's see, what foods trigger inflammation for me? I would say, like, if I eat too many greasy foods, like, you know, if I eat too much, like maybe fried chicken or like fried chicken wings or whatever, like French fries, things like that, I just feel so bad and sluggish. But I make my own sweet potato fries in the air fryer. And so like, I still eat some of the same foods, but I just prepare it myself and prepare it differently, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And so even my chicken, you know, I might just pan sear it in olive oil and do it in the air fryer if I want to. So, you know, it's just when you know better, you do better.
Yeah. But it takes a lot of strength to also find that find that relationship, that healthy relationship back.
Yes.
After, yes. You know.
Yeah. And it's interesting because I feel like I've had the opposite. Well, I've done the like look at a picture and be like, oh my God, I'm so fat. And all my family's telling me I'm fat and oh, I'll lose weight, right? Like back and forth. That's whatever. Who cares about that?
Yeah.
But actually, my relationship of food changing was the opposite. When I was at my smallest, you know, cutting for competitions all the time, mm-hmm. I had, you know, thanks to the pandemic, before that, a hurricane, before that, some other random natural disaster, oh, like getting in the way. And then I was Florida. Eating normally, good old Florida. Then I was eating normally, like, oh, maybe I should start thinking about how I'm eating. Cause, you know, I was counting macros, I was slim, yes. But I didn't feel great at all.
Really?
I didn't feel good at all.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't really trying to eat things that were like amazing for me. It was just meeting numbers and
meeting numbers. Yeah.
Yeah. It meant nothing. Nothing meant it just meeting the macros, meeting the number on the scale. That was right. It. And just obsessing over it.
Yeah. I know it is different for everybody too. So what was, I'm interested. I'm asking questions now. So what was the turning point for you when your relationship with food changed and you began to enjoy it better?
So I would actually say starting acupuncture.
Really?
Yeah. So I started acupuncture. At first I went to a school because it was cheaper. So it was like $20. Mm-hmm. And then I would get pretty much like a new batch of students every time. And then every time I get a new batch of students, first of all, they knew about my life just from looking at my tongue, which was the weirdest thing. That was like, what the fuck? Like, oh, do you have trouble? Do you wake up a lot at night? Oh, how are your stools? Are they hard? I'm like, what the hell? How you know that? So first of all, they told me about my life.
Wow.
Yes. And there was like, so, and that was probably the first time someone was really validating like what I was feeling, because at that point, at pretty much everyone I've been to was like, oh, well, it's not this disease, so you're fine. Oh, it doesn't look like it's lupus. It's fine. Oh, you don't have RA. It's fine. You don't have MS. We did the lumbar puncture. You're fine. I'm just like, I don't feel fine. So they are the ones that opened my eyes, because then that's when they're like, well, you know, if you're feeling, you know, right now you're damp, so you really do you drink a lot of smoothies, protein shakes, do you drink hot vegetables or cold, but you should eat hot vegetables. And then I'm like, that's weird. So then I started paying attention to like how I feel in front of food, and then how I eat it, how I felt afterwards. And
yeah,
so now I can gauge like what I actually need to eat just off of that. So that's how it is when you get your Chinese medicine diagnosis or whatever. There's like a set of foods that support or don't support you. So for me, it's like nothing was flowing. So eating something cold, soggy, wet, heavy, nothing's gonna flow.
And I
started thinking about it. I was like, damn, I was craving hot vegetables like all the time.
That makes sense.
So that's what did it for me. Mary Beth, are you there? Are you in love with food?
It's hella funny because I had a similar experience with an acupuncturist with Chinese medicine.
Yeah.
But it was the complete opposite in that. That my diagnosis was the exact same as my fiance's, who has a completely different nutrition lifestyle than me. Looked at our tongue and said it's the same thing. It's like, are your periods heavier flow nowadays? I'm like, no, that doesn't, like, I don't know. It was just very funny. And I felt like it was like a cookie cutter type of diagnosis. But
it was top three things, and he's right off the list.
The same thing he tells to all women, the same thing he tells to all men. Drinking water hot versus ice cold and all those great things.
Stuff we can look up on Google.
but relationship with food and, you know, looking at the process of our lifestyle with sport and all of these things, like, I think we're all experiencing the same thing, just, in our own way.
Yeah.
So it's great to see like how that changed for all three of us.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
I will say after this competition though, I think I might give my body a little break from meat.
Yeah.
I eat so much. So I'm allergic to seafood, so I can't do fish. So right now I'm eating chicken, ground turkey, beef, and of course egg whites. I'm good with the egg whites, but like I just feel like I eat so much meat and it's like a lot. I mean, it's working, you know, with the macros and
You got a
combination of foods.
You have a specific goal on a specific timeline.
So I'm 12 weeks out, so I'm like, oh, I can give my body a little break. And it's funny because I've got a list of things that I want to eat like after the competition. But I know that like my body is not going to respond well. So I'm going to actually try not to go too crazy after the competition, but I am going to give my body a little break from meat though.
Like, okay. Are you planning on cutting like water weight? As I know there's certain classes where people do that and sometimes they don't, or does everyone do that?
You know, I'm not sure, but my coach did tell me I would be cutting the water like during peak week. I think like the week before, I would go from drinking 1 gallon to 2 gallons. And then as we get closer to the competition, you know, I'll be cutting.
You are doing it, water load and then cutting it. Ooh. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's not water loads. I just got traumatized.
Yeah.
Water loads and water cuts for powerlifting was
it's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while. I think I'm good.
It's traumatic, right? You're trying to lose 10, 15 pounds in a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a full week, but you're body mass in total, that's like a good 20%, 15% of the weight already.
It's gonna be really interesting to see how this plays out, because
I hope you have no other plans though. Like the you're 12 weeks out and then you're gonna do nothing for at least 2 weeks, right? Please.
So I am thinking about doing another show that is about a month later. I'm thinking about it.
Well, so
but I'm like, let me get through this one first.
I feel like that's very common because you're like your body's already in the state that you want it to be.
Exactly.
Well, what are the different levels though? Because I'm out of the like lingo. What are the different?
So like the different categories and stuff. So you've got bikini, figure, wellness, and then I think women's physique.
Okay.
And
then
that's it. Bodybuilding. Yeah, and then bodybuilding.
That's like the biggest one.
Yeah, that's
Wait, so tell us a little bit about what you know with this new wellness category, because I'm super
interested. Yeah, so based on what I know is that it really focuses like on the lower body. So what you see, the upper body is pretty developed, but the waist is like super tiny, but the quads and the glutes are like, bam.
Which
like,
are not I mean, quite hamstring. Physique.
No.
But, and then fitness is the one where there's like a like you do something like
fitness. Now I'm not familiar with that one,
or is that figure? One of them has like a thing, like you like do some sort of dance with or music. Whatever.
Okay, yeah, that may be. I'm not sure which one that is, because the show I'm doing is actually for naturals, and it's a good start for like beginners.
Mm-hmm.
And it's with the Global Bodybuilding Organization, because mm-hmm. I went to it last year. Because one of my friends who's 57, she was 57 then, she's 58 now. She competed for the first time and it inspired me. And so she's doing the same competition again. So of course we're going to be in different classes, but I just love that we're doing it together. But seeing that, of course, each class, they have like a different routine that they do and everything. So you've got like your, your mandatories. And then you've got like a routine. So the mandatory, of course, is like the posing where you just get a few seconds on stage.
Right.
And then you get, you know, a routine that you get to do. And so I know that this one that I'm doing for GBO would be different if I was doing MPC. And so I think the next one that I want to do is MPC. But I know it's going to be more competitive, way more competitive.
Wow.
So super that's why I'm starting with this one.
That is. The divisions, though, that you mentioned offline, the divisions go by age or anything like that, or not really?
Yes. Most of them do, except for like the open. So, the ones for the Global Bodybuilding Organization, the one that I'm doing, I know that they've got bikini, and then they've got like the different age brackets, and then they've got figure, novice, and then like, if it's the open, then like any age can do it, but there's always a category that's age specific.
See, I didn't know that. Now I learned some things about bodybuilding.
Is it age specific, like junior under 23 years old, open, and then masters, or there are actual like 10 year?
I think it varies for each one, because the one that I'm doing, let's see, what category am I in? I think, because I'm 38. So the way they have this one set up is 50 plus, like in each category. Mm-hmm. And then I think 20 to like 40 maybe. And then they even have like a teen, which is like the 19 year olds, 18, 19 year olds.
Little babies at a bodybuilding. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's funny. I think Olympic lifting is the one that ages us the most, because I think their masters are in 30 something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yikes.
So, yeah. Hey, gymnastics?
No,
gymnastics,
no.
You retire at 14. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, short
career. It's too late to try that one.
Oh, shucks. I think this might be a good time to take a quick little break.
Okay.
So, a moment of silence. If you have to physically go take your break, we'll be here.
All right, I'll be right back.
Okay.
And this is your last podcast of the day, right?
Yes, it is. This is the last one.
I hope so.
And the introvert in me is going to be like, don't nobody call me. I'm not taking any calls.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, I am an introvert. I'm like an extroverted introvert, though. Like,
yeah.
And turn it on, turn it off, but... I'm definitely,
We've got business, extroverted Ashley, and then 5 minutes after the call, nothing.
Nothing. Like, yeah.
Same. This is why Mary Beth helps me with anything that requires phone calls.
I love phone calls.
This is exactly, I got a call? There's no form for that?
Right.
I'm not doing that.
For me, I just have no patience in waiting for email responses, text responses. I'm getting on the phone.
I know it's more effective, but that's how I just hate doing it. I don't want to do it. Yeah,
me too. I've got friends like that too. They'll just pick up the phone and call, and then not an unexpected FaceTime. Those are the worst. Okay. I'm not answering that. What?
That's ridiculous. That's beyond ridiculous. No, so I mean, calling.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. Calling a stranger, and oh my God, if you ask me about the weather, oh my God, don't ask me where I am. No, don't ask me how my day is going. Oh, please.
Exactly.
I can't do it. Just the thought of
do
it.
Not care.
Getting worked up right now.
Lord. Well, I was going to say this is your last podcast episode, but you've got interviews with the news lined up right after, right?
Oh, well, you know what? I'm going to claim that. Maybe not a hit today, but, you know, yeah. Maybe in the next couple of months, I'll be on some more news channels. So I receive it. But today, Ashley is going to rest.
Yeah, not today, though.
Yeah.
Maybe after that. The competition.
Yes.
So I had a question right before, I had a question in my head right before we went into break, and just us talking about like the relationship with food and how that changed with sport, at least for Marcia and myself, and how you kind of like found that love for your foods that work for your RA way before you found figure and bodybuilding, right? Is that a little easier for you now? Like, you're not hating your prep. You're what, 6 weeks out and you're happy?
Yeah. Well, I'm 12 weeks out. Please don't rush it. Let's get that straight.
I'm 12 weeks out. Relax.
Okay. But honestly, I don't hate my meal prep. I mean, it's time consuming. That's the only thing I hate is that it seems like it takes forever. Like I have to block off 2 to 3 hours to get it all done. But I'm so glad after I get it done, like it's so convenient. And honestly, I've gotten used to eating the same thing every day. I feel like this is one thing I will carry with me after the bodybuilding journey is definitely prepping my meals and everything, and the measuring stuff. I mean, I don't know if I'll be doing that because I think I kind of eyeball it now and see what 5 ounces of meat is. But yeah, like I don't, it hasn't been a huge adjustment for me. The only thing I do miss, y'all, that I had to cut, and I'm by no means an alcoholic, but I do love a good glass of wine. Now, one thing I did pick up during the pandemic, I think, is like maybe having a little bit too much. Because I was working so much, I felt like I needed a glass of wine just to be able to get to sleep and kind of calm my brain down. Because my brain was always going like, ooh, what could I do for my clients now? What could I do? And I wasn't really getting enough sleep. So I became reliant on alcohol, mainly wine, sometimes Tito's, to like just kind of
yeah, that was part of your routine.
Get me to calm down. And so when I first met with my bodybuilding coach, she was like, so what, you know, what is your what does she call it, your vice or whatever? I was like, you know, it's my sweets, because I'm not big on sweets. I was like, it's alcohol. She was like, well, you definitely gonna have to cut that out.
Yeah.
And she was like, if you do anything, like, you know, if you just take a shot, just a shot of vodka, just one shot. That's it. Stay away from wine. I'm like, what? But one thing surprisingly is that I miss it. I'm not going to say I don't miss it. It's like I miss it, but I don't miss it. I have learned that I can go to sleep without it. I have learned that I don't need it to have a good time, because I have had to like travel and go places and stuff during, you know, this prep and everything, because my grandmother actually passed away back in February. And so that was, you know, the first hurdle I had to overcome, you know, going there and dealing with that, and then still having to stay on competition prep and everything. And that side of the family love to drink. So like the alcohol was everywhere. And so like,
especially at a time like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I was like, okay, I learned that I don't need it. And even in happier occasions, you know, and then some stuff I've just had to turn down, you know, friends wanting to go out for brunch and stuff. Like, I just can't right now. Hit me up after July 9th and we can have brunch.
Yeah.
You know, that makes me think of, do you follow Amanda Kohatsu on Instagram by chance?
I don't.
Caparican. Oh my gosh, she has this thing about how she would like go out to somebody's birthday or whatever, and mm-hmm. like just pull out her bag, just a Ziploc of chicken, and she eats it at the dinner. You know, she's all dressed up, taking pictures, and then
time to eat. But she's eating her bread.
Yeah.
And you
got to have friends that understand that too. That's dedication.
Exactly.
Bodybuilding is serious.
It's serious because early March, I went to California with a couple of friends. And so we were actually there for a conference. And so we had a hotel suite and everything. So as soon as we got there, I was like, y'all, I got to go to the grocery store, which I had had my prep food for travel. I had to eat the cold food on the plane and everything. But I needed to prep food for the weekend that I was going to be there. And so, you know, I was able to do that and stick to it. But I'm telling you, it was hard when we actually did go out to dinner and everybody's drinking and everything. Yeah. And the food just looks amazing. But I got through it. And one night I actually did. I allowed myself to have one cheat meal, because my coach does give me one cheat meal a week. But I still kept it, you know, fairly clean. But even my friends, they were like, no, you know, I was like, well, let me just go and get one glass of wine. It'll be all right. And then Shay were like, nope, you cannot have a glass of wine. You cannot. You'll have it after July 9th. I was like, okay. But one thing I did sneak and do, y'all, I did sneak and I got me a cookie.
Please tell me it was chocolate.
I'm like, I can't be in California and I have an edible now. So...
I love it.
That's your cheat meal. Yeah, that was part of my cheat.
I love that you call it treat meal.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love that you call it treat meal.
Absolutely.
Like, and that's the whole thing of like centering all of this around the core, which is mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Like the mindset that we need going into a gym session.
Exactly.
And like, I don't know, for me, like looking forward to your, like you said, how I feel afterwards,
mm-hmm.
kind of the same thing with food. Like, I don't think I've gotten there yet where I, you know, put all of these foods in a line and see how I feel afterward. I think mm-hmm. you both are experts at that. Mm-hmm. Only at that time of the month where, you know, you're craving all of those nutrients that you need to gain back.
Yes.
After a period. Exactly. That's the only thing I know.
That's the only thing you got down. Oh man, I need like the thickest steak every time. That's what I crave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And on a tons like, of salt.
What's got the most iron? Mm.
Yeah. So I'm with you there. It's a process though. It does take a lot of, and you don't have to be interested in being a bodybuilder or, you know, doing anything restrictive or counting macros, but even just like what you're saying, just like, how do I feel when I eat this food?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I also recommend journaling, you know, these things, journaling, okay, how do I feel after I eat, you know, these things. And that often lets people know what maybe they need to cut or limit, you know, or add in, you know, how were you feeling this particular day when you ate this? Like, there's great benefits in journaling, you know, writing things down, period, as a whole, you know, your goals and just how you're feeling, your prayers, all of that is legit. It helps. Once
you put the reflections mm-hmm. on paper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And cutting out things too, like I feel like I can relate to in cutting out more meat, cutting out more dairy just feels a lot better.
Yes.
And although like my partner's vegan, I don't live the full vegan lifestyle, but eating 80% less meat and not having any dairy except for eggs, mm-hmm. egg whites in my fridge, you know, like I do feel generally better. And as a lactose intolerant person who used to love cheese,
yeah.
You know, you find a lot of amazing replacements nowadays with cashew milk, cashew based. Cheese
but even that you have to be careful though, because some of that is like, I feel like vegan propaganda, right? Like they're trying to make everything, and it's just like, you might as well eat a Big Mac.
Nutrition facts.
Like you might as well, like please.
And that's what I'm saying too, is like There is a such thing as being a bad vegan, yeah, and that's eating mm-hmm. all of the fried processed foods.
Yeah, the fake chickens, the fake that, whatever. But like, I'm sure those mm-hmm. are nice, but just the fact that you're like just figuring out how to make vegetables taste good is probably
mm-hmm.
because yeah. then once you take the meat out of your recipe, then you're like, all right, I gotta fill it with something else.
Something else, yeah.
Yeah, I see the stuff you make. Good I'm thing. Like, damn, I'll eat that. Damn, that looks good. Yeah. I never had that vegetable before. Like,
yeah, and I love to experiment with seasonings too. I've become like a seasoning snob. Every time I go to the store, I get like a new seasoning. And so I always try to make sure that it's low sodium or no sodium. And that it has good flavor. But I love to use different herbs and spices and stuff and different seasonings to make the food taste good.
I'm so. Into it. No, mm-hmm. I'm having a revolution with my air fryer right now. That's what I'm
the air fryer, is that not like the best invention ever?
I was so asleep on the air fryer. I was like the main one hating on the air. This is stupid. That's dumb.
Girl, it is the best.
I mean, there's so many things that I've said that are cringeworthy, but that's just one thing on the list. But yeah, I'm having a rip. So now I bought things I wouldn't even like last week. I never in my life have I purchased butternut squash. And I was just like, you know what? Let's see what happens. Yeah. And I just bought like a whole butternut squash. I was like, I'll figure it out later. I don't even need the recipe right now. Yeah. Get an air fryer. It's fine.
It's so good though, roasted. Ugh.
It was.
Yeah. I have really to try it.
I never.
Honestly, I don't think I've ever bought a whole butternut squash.
No.
I've had it like at a restaurant, but I've never. Yeah.
No. That's funny. Living an entirely different life right now.
See, that's why you gotta have the right seasonings and the right way to make it.
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah, that's funny.
I'm into yeah. it.
And what about lifting for you, Ashley? Like, how much have you already been doing a lot of these movements prior to finding this bodybuilding coach, or was there anything new that you found that you loved?
There were a few new things that she incorporated that I hadn't done, especially like the pull-ups. I still do the assisted pull-ups because, like I said, the RA is in my hands and my wrists, so I really have to be careful. I can do more pulling and pushing, but like, you know, like lifting, like it's just kind of tricky. Yeah, I have to be careful. But with the assisted pull-up machine, that's something that I had never done that I have grown to really like a lot, and my back likes it too. Mm-hmm. And so that's pretty cool. And I've also figured out some things that I hate, like the what do you call it? It's the leg curl when you're laying on your tummy and you're curling your hamstrings.
Yeah. I feel like I could never get in that machine, right? I gave up on that.
I love the leg extensions, but I hate the leg curls.
Yeah, the leg curls are the worst. Yeah, and I think it's because my hamstrings are weak. Like I need to
work on it. It's the hardest one.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
But other than that, yeah, she's assigned things that, you know, I've done before and that I haven't done before. And I've definitely been kind of testing myself and increasing the weights that's comfortable for my wrist, because she knows that I have RA. And I was like, you know, I won't be able to go super heavy, but I might be able to do more reps of, you know, a 15-pound weight. And so, you know, it's been cool to see, you know, me getting stronger and everything. Mm-hmm. And so
nice.
Like the evolution already has been amazing, because not to sound vain or anything, but like even before I started training, like in December and before that, I thought I was cool. I thought I was good. You know, I was like, I got nice little shape, but I realized just how much body fat like I was actually carrying. Like I look at myself now just compared to December, and I'm like,
mm-hmm.
wow. I was walking around here like I was fine, and I was. No, I'm just kidding. But you know, I was like, I thought I was in pretty good shape, and I was just carrying, you know, more body fat. Like, you know, I've always had you know, muscular legs and everything, but just seeing the body fat cut and showing more of the muscle, I'm just like, wow, I'm amazed. I'm truly amazed.
Yeah. Now, I know some people that have lost their butts bodybuilding, though.
Yeah. Yeah. R.I.P.
But it's good to, good to be proud of your work. You know, that hard work that you put in.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm like, wow.
And what the body can do. Like, the body is a beautiful temple.
It is. We
constantly feed and, you know, work on every day. So,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just amazing. Just from week to week, I notice changes each week. I'm like, wow. Yeah.
So do you bring into the gym any, you know, like wrist straps or any
Absolutely. I actually have, I wish I had some to show, but I actually have RA Warrior Fitness wrist straps that I actually had branded. And so I wear them all the time, all the time. Yeah. I have to have that wrist support because they're so, my wrists have really gotten smaller over the years. And I think some of it is, you know, because of joint damage and then to losing some weight, but they're very delicate. So if I don't have my wrist straps, I'm not doing anything because I don't want to do anything to hurt myself. So
yeah.
No, gotta protect.
So you've got an online shop as well, or is this just branded for yourself?
Oh yes, I've got them for sale. RAWarriorFitness.com. Yes.
Okay. Wow. Love it. Yeah. Love to see it.
Nice.
They're
very helpful, and like I said, that's really the only thing that I need, you know, to support and compress. That's the only joint that gives me issues are my hands and wrists. But luckily everything else is fine. Last week I did kind of notice a little something in my right knee. So I was like, I should probably put something on that, you know, to make sure it's good. But other than that, I just celebrate what I can do every single day.
Nice. And has that shifted the way that you see fitness? Has that made you like fitness? Is it the coach or is it learning how to use straps? A little bit of everything.
Yeah, I mean, I would say everything. This whole process has just really opened my eyes to a lot of things. Like you just said, just seeing what the body can do. And me knowing that I've had RA for the last 18 years, honestly, like I'm really surprised of the evolution. And I was also inspired by another RA warrior. I don't know if y'all follow Make It Count for Danny. Do you follow Danny?
Sounds vaguely familiar.
Okay. Yeah. Make It Count for Danny. She is amazing. Absolutely love her. But I was very inspired by her last year by seeing her compete and everything. And she's had multiple surgeries on her hands and wrists, like multiple. Mm-hmm. And she even had like a bad flare during one of her preps.
Wow.
But she still kept going. She still kept going. And so, I'm just so motivated by that. And honestly, a lot of people ask me, why are you doing this? Like, why? And of course, I do want to win, you know, but I'm doing it to show that warriors can do hard things. Even if you have a chronic illness, a disability, you can do hard things if you put your mind to it. And, you know, if it's something that you really want to do, the process is going to look different than everybody else. I don't look at this bodybuilder over here and be like, oh, there's no way I can do that. I can't do that. I focus on what I can do and knowing that that's enough. Mm. So, yeah.
That's it. Two snaps in a circle for that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Enough. It's enough.
Yeah. I mean, Disabled Girls Who Lift, I think that might be a lingering intention for lots of us, right? We like to do hard things and it just happens to be in the gym, but you might like to do hard things and it's like hiking a wild mountain, you know, like whatever.
Yes, absolutely.
Maybe you
want to
surf, go for it.
Go for it.
Do it then.
Absolutely.
Whatever it is, but
whatever it is, and it's going to look different for everybody, but I think you owe it to yourself to at least try. if it's something that you're passionate about.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that one.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Is there anything that you'd like to share back to our A Warrior Fitness besides website and merch in terms of like programming or, you know, how does it work? Yeah. Is it ongoing? Is it by group?
Do you have spots open?
Yeah, there you go. That's what I was looking for.
So I'm actually getting ready to launch a new challenge. It's called Room to Rise Challenge, and room is actually spelled like rheumatoid. Room to Rise. So it's actually going to be a 5-day challenge that's actually going to assess the clients before they go into a full 8 weeks. So the 5 days, I will do assessments and trainings on mindset, nutrition, and like as far as nutrition, you know, what are you eating, and is what you're choosing to eat, is that, you know, causing your inflammation? Like just really bringing awareness to them about what they're eating, what they're consuming, and the vitamins and combination of water, you know, is, are you getting what you need and what your body needs?
Do you get into access also, like what people can even buy or how they can buy things?
In terms of like,
you know, people that are like, I don't shop in a grocery store, but I have good places that deliver, you know?
Places
that don't have grocery stores, that kind of stuff.
Yes, yes. So one thing I do actually provide for my clients is a healthy food grocery list and meal guide. And so I have a list of all the anti-inflammatory foods and even down to the spices and all that good stuff. So literally, like, you know, there's choices, of course. But as far as the Room to Rise challenge, so 5 days, and then at the end of the 5-day, it's almost kind of like a boot camp. Then they will get an offer to come into the actual program once they're fully assessed in these different areas. Because what I found is when clients come in without a full-on assessment, seeing what has worked for them in the past, you know, what hasn't, things of that nature, you know, the medications they're taking, the physical limitations that they may have, I find that they do much better when they are fully assessed. So that's why I'm extending this assessment kind of over 5 days and giving them homework. We even look at their unhealthy expenses, how they're spending their money, and are they spending their money on things that is actually causing them to be unhealthy. So, you know, it's just a full range of that. And so the 8 weeks, once they actually go into the 8-week program, you know, we do focus on things starting with mindset and nutrition, habit coaching. So different habits as far as, you know, making sure that you are drinking enough water and getting enough fruits and vegetables in. Are you eating enough? You know, looking at what they're eating. Because one thing I love about my program is that in my app, it actually syncs with my Fitness Pal. So they can log their meals and I can actually see what they're eating and kind of coach them, you know, day by day.
Well,
I can actually
close
see
with them. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I can actually see how many steps they're getting in because it syncs with the Apple Watch. Okay. It syncs with the Fitbit. So I can see everything that they're doing. And so it allows me to really have a close relationship with them. And of course, within the community of other warriors, where we can just cheer each other on. So
that's great. Yeah. And so, they can't cheat on you. They can't cheat or lie to you.
I will see it. I will see it if they log it.
But that's so cool that you provide some of that financial support advice as well, because a lot of us think that eating better costs more.
Right.
Eating less meat as a vegan vegetarian costs more, but you've got options.
Yeah. We've always got options, and we always have a choice as well. We all have a choice. And so it's just making the right choice.
Where to find it, how to get started is very overwhelming, especially
if
you're just not in the position where that's easy information. You're just like on your own.
And that's why some people need a coach, you know. So that's why I'm here. So if anyone wants to get in touch with me, you can find me on Instagram under Ashnick, so ASHNIC_RA Warrior Fitness, and my website is rawarriorfitness.com. So several ways to reach out to me. So yeah, I would love to help any RA warrior with their journey, because I've been there 18 years and counting. So I've done it and seen it all. And that's my mission, is to help other women.
I'm into it.
Thank
you. I'm very much into it. It's not even I mean, because I think a lot of people hear challenges, or they hear coach and they hear program, or they hear the mention of food, and it's like, oh, this must be some diet thing, or this is some weight loss. What, like, this is literally like, get your life
together. Absolutely. And learn how to thrive
everything,
even while living with your chronic condition.
I love it.
And enjoy it. You don't have to hate the process.
Yeah, like, none of it is learning how to punish yourself. No.
Yeah, that's a fear that, you know, is instilled naturally. But I love that you've created also that community of 200 plus women.
Yes.
Folks that.
That's nuts. Yeah.
You know, they can find that other support and other levels of experience with.
Right.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me. I've enjoyed this conversation, and it's made me hungry because we've talked about food. So it is time for me to eat. So.
Yes. Please check back in with us after the competition.
I will.
You're welcome back. You know, you're not a guest anymore. I'll give you a passcode to the nest.
Yes.
Come right in.
Family now.
Blankets are on the side of the couch.
Yes.
Got all streaming platforms. Just come right in.
There's food in the fridge.
Yes. Love it. Well, thank you all so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now go eat.
Okay. I'm excited now.
Yay.
Thanks for listening to Disabled Girls Who Left. We appreciate all of your support and everyone who's taken the time to show us some love. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, or write a review of our channel. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Player FM, Google Podcasts, and more. You can also find us on Instagram @DisabledGirlsWhoLift.